If you have hemophilia, multiple sclerosis, or any number of other hard-to-treat diseases, the cost of your medications alone could reach into six figures, depending on your insurance coverage.
It's roughly, you know, $15,000 a month, and, you know, from that, I'm lucky to have good insurance, so we have good co-pay structure, co-insurance.
That's Nick Vizaka from Pittsburgh. His 13-year-old son has hemophilia. He says he's worried that his son's medication could be placed into a specialty tier and the copay could skyrocket.
But with this proposed new tier, I think the fear is that if there isn't an out-of-pocket max, those could go through the roof. I think that's what's really scaring us.
The Pennsylvania Legislative Budget and Finance Committee is studying specialty tier prescription drug plans after a resolution calling for a report on the plans passed in October. Currently, Medicare Part D requires plans to list the drugs covered and at what cost-sharing level. Many plans place drugs into different tiers, with medication in each tier having a different cost. For instance, Tier 1 drugs are generic and Tier 2 are brand name. According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the specialty tier has the highest copayment or coinsurance and is for unique, high-cost drugs. In most plans, patients pay a standard copayment for their medications, but people who use specialty tier drugs pay 25% or more of the cost. A 2009 study conducted for the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission found that 76% of Medicare prescription drug plans and 90% of Medicare Advantage plans were using specialty tiers. The Senate resolution says the number of those drugs is expected to grow by more than 25% a year. In other tiers, patients may ask for an exemption and pay a lower cost if they can establish that a non-preferred drug is medically necessary and more effective, but they cannot ask for an exemption for a specialty tier drug. In addition to Medicare, many private insurance companies have plans with the specialty tier. Ann Rogers is the executive director of the Delaware Valley chapter of the National Hemophilia Foundation. She says drugs for hemophilia can cost $30,000 to $40,000 a month for an adult. Rogers says Pennsylvania needs to do more to regulate coinsurance costs.
If they started doing this in surgeries, could you imagine? You need a heart transplant. Well, now you got a cost sharing. You're going to pay 25% of the actual cost of the surgery. We think this is almost, it's unbelievable that anyone could think this could be helpful to people.
Rogers helped push Delaware to pass a law capping patient costs. Starting in January, an insurance company cannot make a patient pay more than $150 for a 30-day supply of specialty medication. The Pennsylvania Association of Health Underwriters did not respond to requests for comments. The Affordable Care Act also imposed limits into the healthcare marketplaces. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, in 2014, non-grandfathered plans will have a cap of $6,350 a year for individuals and $12,700 for families. Currently, there is no cap in Pennsylvania. People on the marketplace plans will also be able to request an exemption, and insurance companies will no longer be able to halt benefits once a patient hits a lifetime cap. Nick Vizaka says his son's medication will cost more as he grows because the amount taken is based on weight.
It's not treatable like a high blood pressure. I can't tell my son to go out and exercise and your disorder will get better. These folks are on, you know, maintenance prescription drugs for the rest of their lives. And it's almost, I almost feel like they're being penalized, right? So it's frustrating.
Republican State Senator Bob Mensch of Montgomery County is the resolution's prime sponsor. He says studying the plans will give a better idea of what might be needed.
I think that it'll be a difficult sell. But if it's appropriate, one that we can make. So there's never anything that's always easy.
The committee will report its findings by July. I'm Tim Camerato, 90.5 WESA News.